Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the official Leeds United podcast with me, Matthew Lewis, and my sidekick, Michael Bridges, has gone off on a jolly down under in Australia. And so I'm joined by, frankly, a better... I'm not even going to call you my sidekick.
Yeah.
You're bigger than that. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back Mr. Don Matteo.
Listen, it's a pleasure to be back. Tell Bridgie he's now officially out of a job and I'm in. Full time.
Fine by me,
Tom,
mate.
Tom, have a word, will you? I'm not joking. Bridgie, I love you. I'm only messing, mate. I've been, if once he gets that clobber sorted out, I'll let him off. But his clobber needs to get sorted. It's bad, isn't it? It's bad,
mate.
That clobber he was.
It looks like he's still in the 90s. What's he doing?
Remember when he was at Leeds, he bought this suit for about a grand or something. And I tell you what, he still looked like a bag of you know what. He's a character, Bridge, you know. He doesn't really care, does he? That's what I love about him. We can take the mickey out of each other all day long, but it is what it is. His clobber's minging.
It's one of my favourite things is getting you guys together from sort of that era and you guys who played through that team. You have, even to this day, you have a camaraderie and a closeness that you can tell and honed through years of just taking piss out of each other, basically. I love it.
Yeah, I mean, I've just let Bridgie into the WhatsApp group. it took a while for me to let him in with the big hitters. It took a while, but he's in there now.
Oh, God.
The WhatsApp group is very, very good, actually. Some great people on it. All the greats from the 2000 and maybe before that as well. You know, the Gary Kellys, he's unbelievable. I mean, I could never show some of the things that Gary showed. But honestly, that group... We're all on the same page. We love playing with each other at that point. I don't mean it like that, but you know what I mean? But that was, for me, when I signed in 2000, I absolutely loved that time with them boys. They made me feel so welcome. You know, coming from Liverpool, big move for me, to Leeds United. It was literally like I hadn't moved clubs. It was the players, honestly, every single one of them made me so welcome. And obviously here now doing this with you guys as well. It's just amazing to be still have that connection with the club all them years later. And I love just being here at the football club. I feel like I've been living here for the last couple of weeks, which is fine. I've lost my key, one of my keys as well. So I've been asking anyone on Elland Road, they've seen a key. If not, can someone go and get me like a locksmith who can give me a free key? Because I'm pretty skint nowadays, so if someone can send me a locksmith over and they'll do it for free, I'm in.
Well, there we go, guys. Is any Leeds fan locksmiths out there? Don Matteo could do with a hand, but he will not be paying you, just to clarify.
Correct.
Well, speaking of someone who also loves the club and is coming through the ranks, we have a pretty special guest on today, don't we?
Yeah, I mean, Archie Gray for me. And when you think about how old he is, you sometimes forget because the way he plays, how young he actually
is.
You know, you forget because he's so balanced to everything he does. Even when he talks, he speaks so well. When he plays, he's ahead of his years with the way he plays. He's just a super talent. And I think when you look at him, he just looks like he wants to improve every single day he goes out, whether it's training or on a match day. He wants to get better. And when you've got that, you know, in you, you've got a real good chance. And I think he's just enjoying playing at the moment, which is the most important thing in such a young age to get that experience. Because I think, being honest, in the Championship, it's probably even harder because it's a bit rougher. You know, there's more tackles flying around. So for him to understand that in the Championship and still perform the way he's doing, special talent, really is.
Do you think there's less protection for players in the Championship?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, you can. I mean, in a way, I've quite enjoyed it.
Yeah.
You know, people can put a tackle in, and I think. Listen, it's a tough job, isn't it, being a referee, especially in the Championship. Yeah. No one's ever happy, but I think I've enjoyed it. I have enjoyed it. Obviously, we want to be back in the Premier League. We all do, but I have enjoyed it this year. And like you say, the performances, especially at home, have been great. But yeah, listen, it's different. But I almost think that the manager that we have he's setting his stall out for the club to get to the Premier League, or giving us a good opportunity to get to the Premier League without putting the pressure on him. He's implemented everything I think that he's tried to achieve. It's kind of happened.
Well, we'll talk to Archie about it in a moment, but it feels like this young team is also learning that as well. They're learning how to play some of these niggly, difficult, frustrating Championship teams. It feels like we're maturing quite quickly.
Yeah, totally agree, 100% on that. I think it's a learning curve. You haven't played in the Championship. I know myself from my own experience when I was at Stoke, played lucky enough to get them promoted as captain. So I've been there in that position myself. So I understand how tough it is, yeah, how physical it is. You know, no one wanted to play against us at Stoke at that point. We were horrible to play against. Everyone was 6'2", 6'3", and we had long throw specialists, yeah, and Noy Delap and all that. So, yeah, you know, we were hard to play against. But I think because we've got better players, again, in my own opinion, than most other clubs, mm-hmm, especially in the final third, they're going to get waxed. Yeah. People want to get stuck into him. And again, people like Archie, his age, he's going to be targeted, but he's done so well with that. There's been a few times where you think, oh, is he going to boot him? No, he's not. He's held back. He's made the right decision. And I think that's the key thing. He's making the right calls at such a young age. Yeah. I'm sure if that was me, I'd have been sent off at least two or three times by this season. But again, it's learning from that experience. And I think it's been around the senior players as well. They do help. And it was always good thing for me being around them senior players who can give you that bit of advice that they're not afraid to tell you sometimes. But sometimes you need that,
yeah,
to make you better as a player.
Well, let's get him on and ask the man himself, shall we?
Indeed, get him on.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is the one I've been looking forward to and been pushing for some time. And I'm absolutely thrilled to welcome to the official Leeds United podcast, Mr. Archie Gray. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you. Are you?
Yeah, we're doing well, I think, Dom.
Yes, great. Great to see you, and it's great to have you on, Archie. I've been watching your career very closely, and I've been watching your development. It's been amazing. You're doing so, so well, mate. Keep grounded, keep doing what you're doing. You've been a brilliant, you've been inspiring. I think you've inspired a lot of young players. My little boy, for example, now, even though he's a Liverpool fan, I have to say that. I can't change that. But he obviously watches you play, he likes the way you play. So it's really, I think you've inspired a lot of young kids as well at your age as well, to keep going and go for your goals in football. So yeah, well done, mate.
Thank you.
Well, I mean, I'm nearly 35 and I enjoy watching you play, mate. You've inspired me, yeah, as well.
yeah.
In terms of your composure, I mean, you know, the step up to the first team doesn't seem to have fazed you at all. I mean, when you're on the ball, you look incredibly comfortable. But as an actual specific moment, was that moment with Norwich last week, when, you know, they're through on goal, I thought I had to put my house on them getting that equaliser, and out jumps Archie Gray from nowhere. And you don't just like dispossess him and boot it out for a corner. You're like, right, now I'm going to take it and go up the field with it as well. I mean, how at 17, is that fearlessness of youth, or are you just that comfortable on the ball?
Well, to be fair, when he started running at me, when they started running from the counter-attack, I was like, right, okay. I always knew the ball was going to go there because I saw him running behind me. I know he's quick. So I was kind of trying to get over to that side a little bit. And then when he was running at me, I was just thinking in my head, I was like, what would I do? I was like, in my head, I thought I'd put it onto my left, try to chop back on my right. And that's exactly what he did, because I knew he was right-footed. So I was like, all right, okay, that's what I would have done then.
That's brilliant.
So it's almost like you're anticipating the next move.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because that's what you've got to do, is obviously when you're playing as a fullback, you've got to anticipate that bit of pace around the back that someone's going to stick it in there, and you've got to be almost, you're on your way to try and defend. But then when it comes to you, you've also got to get hold of it and make the right pass, which that's the thing that's really impressed me about you, is that more than anything. Your positional sense has been bang on. I don't know who's been coaching you. I don't know too many of the coaches at Leeds, obviously the manager, but your positional sense for a young lad is incredible. And I was really lucky in my career at Liverpool, you know, we had a left-back called Ronnie Moran. He's not here anymore. Brilliant, brilliant player and manager. He literally put me in the right positions, positionally wise, when I was a fullback, as a left back, and it stuck with me right the way out through my career, and playing in different positions as well. So I think you've certainly got that And I think you're going to get better at that as well. So keep working on that, because I tell you what, it's a key thing to have as a footballer, positional sense. It's so important. Do you look at stuff like that?
Yeah, the coaching staff are really good at me. You know, after games and stuff like that, they'll be showing me clips on just like tiny little things, like a few yards, and it sticks with you. So in the games, it does help you, and you do realise it when you play in. So yeah,
you're lucky, because we never had TV stuff to look at, you know what I mean? You get told what you do and you crack on. I think when I was at Leeds United, we were on the same page, we were on the same mindset, we all wanted to win every week. Even in training, you have to have that tempo in training. You know, you have to train the way you're going to play sometimes. I know it can be slightly different, but in a way we trained hard. You know, I'd be up against, I don't know, Alan Smith and Big Viduka, and you know it's going to be hard even in training, but that's how you improve. And I'm sure it'll be the same as well at Leeds United now, where they do the training. You have to, because I think when you're coming into a team, you have to make sure you don't get ahead of yourself at times, you know, especially as a younger player. You know, I remember Liverpool coming through, you think you've got to decide where you're going to play, because I played all over at Liverpool just to get in the team. And I can probably see similarities with yourself, Archie, because obviously we've all got a favourite position, but you know, you've done so well at playing full back. How are you enjoying playing in a different position?
So far, I'm actually really enjoying it. You know, it's something different. I've never really, well, I've had one game experience and I was only like a year ago for England, and I really enjoyed it. So yeah, it's just been fun, to be fair, and I've got the right people behind me, you know, and in the back line and off the pitch and stuff like that.
What's really impressed me about you yourself is your positional sense, and where you, when you get on the ball as well, with your passing range as well. Because obviously, because you've played in midfield, you can sometimes go long or go in short. Because you've played in the midfield, it's kind of giving you a couple more options, you know, for your distribution, and obviously chipping in as well, trying to create chances and also trying to get on the end of a few as well.
Yeah, definitely. It's, you know, you see the game a bit differently when you're playing out there. You're always facing the game. You don't have to be checking your shoulders all the time like you do in midfield. So in that sense, I'd probably say it's easier, you know, on the ball. Sometimes you have a bit more time and sometimes you don't. So yeah, it's just a different perspective of the game.
Speaking of you know, having coaches that have come through, and obviously we'll talk about Daniel Farke and his coaching staff in a moment, but working with Marcelo originally when you were like, what, 15 years old? I mean, how many people in world football get to say they've been coached by the great man, never mind at that age? And he clearly saw something special in you. I mean, he was having you pulled out of school, wasn't he, for coaching and training? Yeah. What's that like?
Yeah, it was mental. Crazy. It was crazy. Even every training session was crazy. Like, I can't really describe it, to be honest. It was...
Was it the intensity, the way they wanted to play?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, definitely. It was... Every training session was like that as well, you know. With a thing they used to do called murder ball, which I'm sure you both know about. And even just a normal training session, it'll be, you know, always like at the highest intensity, like the training sessions now, but always so intense. And yeah.
But what about theory though? I mean, was he giving you like pages and pages of information and telling you where to be and what to look for? And you know, this level of maturity you have at 17, I mean, did it start there, like your vision to read the game?
Yeah, probably say so, to be fair. When you look back at it now, it was like some of the training sessions sometimes would just like be passing drills and movement drills sometimes without the ball. And in the moment you're a bit confused, but then when you look back at it, you're like, oh, like that actually helped you so much, because you don't realize what it does for you in the games, and you actually take so much from like even small passing drills and movement drills like that without the ball. But yeah, it was mental.
What sort of stuff was he having you do? In the simplest terms, for, not that our listeners are simple, but I am. So for me, in the simplest football terms, what sort of stuff was he having you do?
Well, I say simple passing drills. The sessions would be like sometimes some confusing passing drills, which would just be, you know, playing around mannequins, but you know, a really like game intensity.
Okay.
You know, just to get it into your head, like where you are, and you do a few attack of your defenses, probably about 10, something like that, in a few rounds, and then sometimes you end with a bit of murder ball, and that'd be the session.
So in terms of like playing out from the back and having that being comfortable on the ball with being closed down, that all started there, you reckon?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely had to be. Everyone had to be comfortable on the ball.
So I think the one thing, obviously, we all know, obviously, you worked your hard. So the fitness levels for everyone seemed to, everyone looked like they were so much fitter. by the training. But in a way, I mean, I know he was unbelievable what he did, but at times were the players thinking, this is too much or is this a lot? Because it is pressure to train like that every single day. Did he ever break it up and give his a rest, or, you know, go and play a bit of pool or ping pong or whatever, you know? Was it just that all the time?
Sometimes, you know, I wasn't really around it too much. Like, you're going to have to ask, like, other players, because obviously most days I was, you know, in here, and I wasn't in the changing room, and, you know, so I don't really know what the first team players back then were getting up to, but I was just in the training sessions. I'd go from my changing room to a training session, go back to my changing room. But, you know, it was with stuff like that, and the fitness stuff in the moment is, you know, so tough, but you know who you're getting coached by, and you've just got to get on with it and realize, you know, it's for your own good and for the team's good. So
yeah.
How does your body cope with that? I mean, I've Dom coming through the ranks at Liverpool, and I read years ago, I remember reading an interview with Steven Gerrard, who talked about how he played a lot when he was very young. And it was later on in his life, he may be worried that it might have contributed to a lot of injuries that he had later on, because he felt like he might have been overtrained, overplayed. And I'm not saying you are actually at all, I've no idea, but I'm just curious, like, how is that being looked after? Like, are they considerate of your age and that you're still growing and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, well, I mean, they manage me really well, and, you know, they calculate pretty much everything on the training pitch, how much distance you need to be doing and stuff like that. But, you know, at the end of the day, I'm literally just a kid. And if I played a game, and I love playing football, so I could play another game after a game, and I could play another game the day after a game. Yeah. Just what I've always been like. And especially being a kid and my body being, you know, a kid's body in a way, because you can just, you don't lose your energy.
You've got an incredible engine, that's for sure. Could you do that, Dom, when you were 17?
Probably 17, yeah. But yeah, obviously, like you say, it's a different clubs, different styles of play, the way you train. I'll be brutally honest, at Liverpool, we just played five-a-side. We didn't do much training. We just played a five-a-side. And whoever's the best in the five-a-side played in the game. You know what I mean? That's what it was like, because it was just about getting on the ball, you know, and still defending, still doing your midfield work, still doing your attacking work. But it was all, like, for example, we'd have like a, you know, Paul Ince playing up front when he's a midfield player. It was like Bruce Grobbelaar playing as a centre forward. It was like, that's the way it was, because everyone knew the positions anyway. Everyone knew what they were doing. So it's a completely different era. And obviously it was a bit old school, which I am old school and I accept that, but I actually enjoyed it. And I think, you know, hearing Archie speak about he's happy to play in all them different positions, I was exactly the same. When I got an opportunity to go and play, I just wanted to play. I wasn't bothered where it was. You know, sometimes I speak to my son's like, oh, I want to play here, I want to play there. Just play where the coach tells you. And you'll find your right spot when it comes towards the, you know, later in your career. And I'm sure you will. You'll probably maybe want to play midfield or wherever it might be. You find your spot at some point. And, you know, look at, for example, Alexander-Arnold, Trent. You know, look at him. I've watched all his career as a midfield player. Now he's one of the best right backs in world football. You know, so there is that change that anyone can have at any moment. But at the moment, you're doing so well in that position. I'm sure the manager's just happy for you playing there at the minute. But again, career paths and things change very quickly. So yeah, while you're doing it, mate, just keep enjoying it. That's why I always say to people, enjoy your football, play as much as you can, and that's how you get better, I think.
Yeah, you just get better from playing games, don't you?
Yeah, that's it. I agree.
There's a lot of talk in football about the, you know, what's it better to have, you know, really hyper specialised players that are just the very best at one position, or do we want players that are a bit more versatile and can move around and whatnot? And I read an interview with you actually saying that you think in the modern game, actually being able to play in different positions is just a necessity for players. Obviously you have that skill, but is there a preference? Is there somewhere that you would rather be on the field?
Like Dom said, to be honest, like at the age I'm at now, like, you know, if I looked at the team sheet and I was playing literally anywhere, I'd be fine with it, you know, because it's, you know, you just get on with it and just enjoy the game. And
but in a dream world,
to be fair, I'm enjoying right back right now, but you know, I also enjoy centre mid, so probably those two.
Okay,
who was your favourite player? You know, growing up as a player, who was the one you looked at and thought, oh, I want to be like him? Because we've all got one of them.
Yeah, I'll give you one realistic one and one that I just always always used to watch and think. So my one that I always used to look at and think, oh my gosh, like how is obviously Messi, like,
yeah.
But you know, with my build, and he's just special. Do you know what I mean? He's totally different to everyone else has ever been. But I'd probably say a player that I've always watched when I was younger and watched clips of him. I didn't really get to watch him, but you know, Gerard and Zidane. I really like watching Zidane when I was younger because of just how easy he made things look. You know, on if you watch clips of him, he literally just looked like he wasn't thinking about it. He'd just make players look like they weren't there.
Well, I tell you what, don't look at the clips when he played against me. He absolutely rinsed me a few times. I was trying to whack him, I couldn't get near him. I was just chasing shadows. But you're right, do you know what they have as well is that mindset, which you have to get to the top level, is that mindset. Like Gerard was absolutely batty in training. You know, it was all about when he was pinging balls into people, if you couldn't get hold of it, you weren't good enough to get in the team. You know, it's like having that energy and also that extra bit of passion to get you to the top level. And I think obviously playing against both of them and playing with Gerard, I can understand why you'd say them too. They are the exact two players I'd pull out. And obviously Messi's just a different level. So he's a different one to say because he was so good. I mean, I remember watching him. You can't stop watching him. You can't watch anyone else. Just watch him. But I think the two you've said there, they're the two that I always talk about personally as well, because of the way they played and the levels they played at, constantly at the same level. And that consistency, you'll know yourself, even though you're young, consistency is key.
Yeah.
Don't mention the mental side of it of it there. I mean, how are you keeping your feet on the ground? How are you coping with that? Obviously, you mentioned a minute ago you weren't even in the changing room yet. I mean, so it's not really like on match day before the game, you don't even have all the rest of the lads around you to sort of stay grounded. Like how do you mentally cope with it at the minute? It's just 17.
To be honest with you, because my family has done better things than I've done now. Do you know what I mean? Like I've got so much to do before I, you know, can get on my dad's level, get on my granddad's level. You know, my granddad won a Champions League, a European Cup as it was back then.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you just look at that and you think, you know, I've got so much to do before you get to that level.
I tell you what, I've had a few nights out with Andy, your dad.
Yeah.
Just a couple back in the day. I won't talk too much on here about it. I'll keep that behind, you know, keep that quiet. He was lively. I tell you, he was lively.
Yeah.
No, he was great. Is he doing all right?
Yeah, he's doing well. He's just running every day, you know.
Training.
Literally every morning, 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah, yeah. His training. Yeah, remember that. I'm trying to think if he can. I think I was in Ibiza with him. But I'll leave it there. I think we went in beef at some point when he was, we'll leave it on that one. But yeah, I'm glad he's doing well. And he's training, he's still training hard. Is he fitter than you?
Yeah, in a longer distance probably, yeah.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right, yeah.
But you must be very excited to turn 18 though, and be able to really, do you feel like you've kind of got one foot in the camaraderie and amongst the lads, but you've also kind of half out of it? Like eventually you 18, you're gonna be able to fully dive in and be one of the team.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I'll be able to be in the change room and just be around them more often. Do you know what I mean? Get to know everyone better and, you know, be fully part of the first team, I guess. So
do you know when you're around this kind of, say, the senior players, are they giving you advice? Are they talking to you about stuff? You know, I'm just trying to see how the dynamics work with that at Leeds United, because obviously sometimes you're in a different dressing room. When you come in, is it just some players come in to chat to you, or are you just on your own? Because some people like their own space to do stuff, or is there people talking to you?
Yeah, well, to be fair, there's always, I'll always be asking people questions of like when they were my age and stuff like that, and funny stories, I guess, which you just like to hear about. And to be fair, we're never really in the changing room. We've always got something to do. We've always got somewhere to be, if it's like gym, if we've got a meeting. So yeah, I'm always speaking to them. So yeah,
it's bizarre, isn't it? Because like I never did the gym ever. You can obviously tell. I never did the gym ever. Honestly, I used to say, oh, we're going to do weights. I was like, nah, I'm not doing weights. And that's not me being cocky. I just didn't like it. Well, I won't build for weights, you know what I mean? No, I never did the weights ever. They tried to get us to do it with Liverpool once. We were all like, nah, we're not doing it. We went for a bacon sandwich somewhere else.
Wow.
But yeah, no, I think it's funny when you hear now like how professional it all is.
Yeah.
I kind of wish I'd done a bit of both in a way. kind of in like my era, you know, it's like, it was just a bit bizarre at times, but now the way you guys look after yourself, all super fit, it's just incredible. How hard is it to maintain that? It's such a young age to maintain that level by just constantly training. What do you do on your, just for example, what do you do on a day off? Do you watch films, or what do you do? What goes on with you now?
Sometimes I do mostly things different, you know. Some days on my day off, I'll, you know, if I haven't done much, or I'll ask to do, you know, have a run, or, but I'll mainly do like a gym session, like a core session or an upper body session, and, you know, just the rest of the day just chill.
Because I mean, do you do the stuff that 17-year-olds do? I mean, do you play PlayStation? I mean, you don't go out drinking, obviously. Neither did I at 17. What sort of stuff do you get up to with your mates? Like, completely detached from football.
To be fair, me, Ethan, and Joe play a bit of Warzone, Call of Duty. When we got a bit of spare time. That's about it, really. Just chill. Sometimes watch a Netflix series that I've, you know, try find one. Okay. Hard to find now, but yeah.
I know you've mentioned before Roden being a bit of an influence playing in the back four. Is there anyone else apart from Joe in the team that's really helped you learn the ropes?
Ethan as well. Yeah. Ethan's been really helpful with me. To be fair, they all have, you know, Sam Byram as well. I'm really close with Sam as well.
I wanted to talk really about Sam. Obviously, there's the iconic picture of you being a mascot with Sam back in the day. Sam looks exactly the same, which is incredible.
He looks younger now, he does that.
He does, doesn't he? It's unreal.
He does.
What's that like? Like lining up alongside Sam after that? Like,
yeah, it's pretty mental because I still remember the day of, you know, when I was mascotting. It's still pretty mad, you know what I mean?
You've got to bring that hair back.
I feel like I'd... Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Mate, I know. If you come out next season in the Premier League with that hair, that's going to be banging.
I know.
The thing is, like, with Leeds United, we all know at the moment, like, we're playing well, we're doing well, but it's like, it seems like you're all on the same page through the, you know, I'm sure it's through the manager's guidance, you know, seems like everyone's happy, everyone's enjoying the football, you know, our unbeaten home run. Is, you know, we've been done so well. So I think just a little touch on the manager a little bit without giving us too much. Just, you know, how has he been? You know, because it looks to me from the outside like he's doing everything right. And even with the away performance, we lost a couple, then we win a couple of away games. So it seems like when we get something wrong, he seems to have a mindset to then make things right for everyone.
Yeah, definitely. He's got everything. Do you know what I mean? He's so tactically smart, and he's a motivator as well, you know, in the changing room and stuff like that before a game, you know, it gets you going for the game and gets you ready for the game, and, you know, the preparation during the training week, you're just always ready for the next game. And that's, I'd probably say that's the main thing that we focus on, just always the next game and not getting carried away. And, you know, and especially with a season of 46 games, you can't really think of too late on the season, otherwise it'll just pass you by quickly.
I love his coach as well. I think he's only got two, but he always wears them tricky coats, doesn't he? Them big thick coats that he wears. I think I seen him in a grey one the last game, and he always likes a black as well, doesn't he? But yeah, he likes to keep himself nice and warm.
Obviously, being a Leeds fan yourself, growing up, you know, being a Leeds fan and being in the terraces at Elland Road, you know what kind of breed us fans are, and how nervous we get. Do you notice that on the field?
I do, yeah, because I was only in the crowd last year, and right. You know, I've been a Leeds fan my whole life, so I know what the crowd are feeling when I'm on the pitch. Yeah. You know, I can predict what's going to happen and what they're going to be like.
The fan base is unbelievable, isn't it? It's incredible, isn't it? You know, when you think about the travelling they've had to do recently, and the game's coming up.
Yeah. Oh gosh, yeah.
So much travelling. I mean, I'm sure you guys will be on the plane, but for the fans, obviously, you know, having to get there by any way they get there. I mean, the fans have just, they've been incredible this year. I've been to quite a few games home and away, and it's just, the levels again have just gone up again, the noise levels, and, you know, how good are the fans here? You know more than most, you know, the fans are absolutely incredible, and for this club to go to the next level, we need these behind us, we need the fans behind us all the way, don't we?
Yeah, definitely. They've been as good as they've ever been. Do you know what I mean? You know, they're as good as last year when we were in the top division, and the year before, I'd say, because, you know, every game's been packed, every game's been pretty much sold out. And you know, people always say in right now we've got the best fan base in the Championship, and I think we do. You know, you go to away games and nothing's like Elland Road. Nothing's like Elland Road, and the away fans are just they're just amazing.
It's basically, I think it's every club's biggest game.
Oh yeah,
I do. I really do. That's why they seem up for it. When you look at the game, you know, with some of the games away where we haven't got the quiet results, they've come with this, the way they've set up. They've almost like, we'll take a draw.
Oh yeah.
In a way, you know, the way they've been setting teams up. And obviously, I loved that Preston game personally, because that's my type of game. That obviously we didn't do well in the first, but then the second one, we went again. And I think that sets the team up again, doesn't it? By the performance, just by. Because I think the Leeds fans just love a tackle as well. I know you've got to be careful nowadays, but the Leeds fans do love a tackle, don't they?
Yeah, it's one way to, you know, get the crowd going really easily. That's correct. What my dad's always said to me from the start.
Actually, I want to touch on that Preston game, actually, because obviously there was a lot riding on that, not just in terms of league position, but also because of Boxing Day and because it was Prickley and Melier and all the rest of it. And they set out to kick the shit out of us, let's be right. And there was an incident with you where, I don't know the player's name, not bothered to learn it, when he threw you into the hoardings. Like, you know, threw you like really just off the ball, and you got up and you were annoyed at first, and then it was almost as if you immediately remembered, I know what he's trying to do, and you just blank face, and you tried to walk away. And I think actually that annoyed him even more, that he didn't get a rise out of you. Mm-hmm. And I just was so impressed by the maturity of you at 17 there, because I'd have lost my head, but you were just like so calm, not letting it get to you. Was that something that came down from the manager, or is that just you being that mature?
I'd say it's a bit of both, because I had people shouting at me, you know, you've not got long left, so you just need to get away from him.
Right.
So yeah, I'd probably say it was mostly that, with, you know, it was what, like the 80 something minute, and we just needed to get another goal. So yeah.
Because I know that obviously, like, what had gone on in the first game, and it seemed like they'd set out to rile us this game. And I was just curious if it was a coach thing where you'd all been told, look, this is how it's going to be. We've just got to keep a level head today. Because I thought everyone was brilliant dealing
with
that.
They're always going to be a tough, you know, they're going to make it tough for us. They're going to make it the hardest possible. I think the ball was in play for 48 minutes the whole game. So it was just stop and start. You can make five passes in a row. That's, you know, to be fair to them, they made it hard, and every team plays differently. Do you know what I mean? That's not our style of football, but it works for them. You know what I mean? They've got good results, and they got a good result against us the game before. But everyone just, especially from the game before, I wanted to make things right against them. And, you know, they were, I think they're the best wins, you know, against teams like that, who literally just, you know, set out to try and frustrate you in a way. So they're the best wins.
You've been very magnanimous and being very kind and saying that that's just a different style of play and whatnot. But as a fan, I'm going to be the one to say it. It's rubbish. And I want to ask, how sweet was it to get the win, that last minute penalty?
Yeah. It was amazing. Yeah.
Was it, because obviously we interviewed Ampadu after the, because he got mad of the match, I think, in the game. So he actually said that he was desperate to win this game because they'd been a bit lively in the first game, where obviously they'd beaten you. So it's kind of like some, because I was like that. If someone's been like that with me as a player, I can't wait to play against them, because I want to get wired into them. That's the way I was set up. I was geared that way. So when you play against someone, they're giving you a bit, I'm like, right, this is it.
I mean,
don't get me wrong. Definitely. I mean, I did it. I took it too far at times, you know, but, you know, I couldn't stop, because, like, Kevin Campbell, when I was playing Leeds against Everton, Kevin Campbell was wiring me up before the game, before he'd even kicked off. I'm thinking, is he being right? What's going on here? So I said, Kev, are you winding me up, lad? Next thing you know, I'm off after 20 minutes. You know what I mean? Then we've got another 7 minutes to go. And Eric Backer's having to play as a fullback, you know what I mean? But, yeah, that's what I was like. But I was so impressed by that performance, because I think that really puts you now in that position where you, when you're up against that physicality, it shows that you boys have got that as well. Because that has been questioned, hasn't it, at times?
Yeah, definitely. You know, you've got to, you know, if you want to push for promotion, you've got to have, you know, especially in the Championship, there's 23 teams, including yourself. There's every style of play, literally every style of play. You've got teams like Leicester, us and Southampton, who are another teams that play with the ball. They like to play with the ball, and they're possession-based teams, and you've got other teams like you said, Preston, who, you know, they try to frustrate you, and you've got everything, so you've just got to have a mix of everything in your group, and the players, you've got to have different type of players. So yeah.
Do you find that people, like teams like that, that try and single you out in particular because of your youth and perceived inexperience, they'll try and niggle you a little bit more than other players? Do you find that?
Yeah, yeah, sometimes definitely, because you, to be fair, they just look at you as a 17-year-old, like, sure, he's a 17-year-old, you know, which you've got to prepare for. And I do enjoy it. Do you know what I mean? If they're trying to target me, and if they're trying to target other young players, like, for example, Korean stuff, you know, he sometimes in games, he's just been getting kicked and stuff like that. He thrive off the challenge, and
yeah,
it's just another challenge which you should just enjoy. And yeah,
I don't know about you, Dom. I mean, in the championship especially, I imagine there's some older blokes that don't quite enjoy being put on their ass by a 17-year-old.
Not really, no. Yeah, that's when I get sent off again. That's when it happens. You know, it is what it is. It is frustrating when somebody acts, like we say, you talk about certain players that, you know, in my era, Leeds, Liverpool, the clubs, when you're playing against that top level player and they're doing that to you, it hurts. It's got to hurt as well. And, you know, sometimes you can, like, for example, I remember playing Leeds against, obviously, when you play Arsenal, you know, when you're playing against people like Henry, who've just got that out and out pace, but obviously ability with it and know what they're doing. Sometimes you've got to change your game up just for that one game. You know, I'm sure people are doing that with Grenzo, with Somerville. It's like, you've got to, sometimes people have to change their game to play against a certain player, yeah, because they've got that ability to put you on your bottom. And no one wants, yeah, that. But I think when you're playing against a top level player, that's what they can do.
Yeah, definitely. Especially with Cree.
Yeah.
You know, in training and stuff, I genuinely don't know what he's going to do, because he can do you either side. You know what I mean? He's so quick that he could just tap it down the line and he will get past you because he's just so quick and he's so nimble and agile. But he can also just come inside and put it top corner. Like, it's just players like that. And
as someone learning, yeah, the fullback position, having wingers like that to train against must, yeah, be invaluable.
Yeah, yeah,
there,
yeah, definitely. I'd probably say he's probably up there with one of the best wingers in the league. So there's, you know, when you're playing against, lining up against the other team, and you're thinking, well, I've been against, you know, people like that, people like Willie, people like Jaden,
yeah,
you just think, like, are you well prepared for it, because you've come against these guys in training every day of the week, and you know they do help
better.
You as well, you know, if they do get past you, like, there's obviously loads of times in training where sometimes I'll get the better, but, you know, he'll get the better as well. It's just what happens in training. They'll help,
yeah,
you as well, you know, they'll help you if I've, you know, done something wrong and he's noticed it, he'll always tell me, he'll always say, like, look, you can do this a bit better to make it harder for me, or you can,
oh, wow,
do that. And it does help you a lot.
Yeah.
It does help you a lot.
It's interesting you've said that, because from when I played at Leeds with, obviously I was playing centre-half. Well, I played all over, but mainly I wanted to play centre-half. So I'd always go up against Harry Kuehl, for example. Mm-hmm. I'd always up against Big Viduka. I'd always go against Alan Smith, because I knew that was going to be hard work. Mm. And that's how I, yeah, improved as a defender, in a way, by just putting myself up against him. I'd be saying to David O'Leary, put me up against him. I don't mind. If he skins me once or twice, he won't do it again. So it's like learning from them little bits of mistakes you make.
Yeah.
And then that's how you improve. So I think what you've just said there makes a lot of sense from my era as well. And that's, you know, a long time ago. But yeah, I think nothing's really changed in a way. Just you lot are a little bit more fitter.
Maybe.
Actually, I'm acutely aware you've got to get back to training,
yeah,
and I don't want to make you late. I've got so many more questions, but I know that,
yeah,
the call of FARC is probably more important than
yeah,
our questions. That said, I do just want to ask quickly one last question about the new contract. Obviously, as fans, we're all absolutely thrilled, and I have no doubt that there was lots and lots of clubs that were sniffing around. Mate, I mean, how happy are you to have signed this deal with Leeds?
Yeah, well, I'm a Leeds fan, so there's nowhere else I want to be. Do you know what I mean? Like, I wasn't thinking about anywhere else. It's, you know, I just want to play here and enjoy my time here and try and help get back to where we belong. That is the goal.
Win the Champions League, yes, that was the goal.
Yeah, yeah, that might take a, you know, that might take a long time, but
next year,
you never know. You
we
never
got plenty
know.
Of time. We got all the time in the world. You're 17.
You
don't worry
know,
about
yeah.
it.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Thank
no,
you.
Well done, mate. You're doing brilliant, pal. Great to have spoke to you as well, and thanks
Thank
for coming
you.
On. Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah, really appreciate it, mate. Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you very much. Been a pleasure. Thank you.
Well, there we go. Archie Gray. The dynasty continues at Leeds United, and we are looking all the better for it, aren't we?
We certainly are. What a player, and brilliant the way he spoke as well. Like I mentioned, very balanced in the way he talked, organised. But it's always like, I always feel like he's always getting ready for a training session or a game. He seems like he's just up for it. Like he mentioned, he wants to play every game, every day.
Yeah.
He wants to play every day. Amazing.
What
energy.
He feels so mature beyond his years, because what I was fascinated by it was not just his, obviously he's got a lot of ambition and whatnot, and he's talked about winning the Champions League for Leeds, winning the Ballon d'Or, captain in England, all this kind of stuff, so he's got great ambitions, but he's got a level of humility about him where he talks about his family and how he's not achieved anything yet, and I just thought that was really quite not just inspiring but quite encouraging, that he's going to keep his feet on the ground as well.
He certainly is. I'm sure his family will be speaking to him about that. That's what happens when you've got them people around you. They're going to tell you how it is. There's no two ways about that. But he's a role model, I'll be honest with you. Even spoke to my son about this as well. He's a role model. He's someone to look at, the way he's started his career, and long may it continue. So I think he is becoming a role model. And I nearly said about he's got his own song now as well. It took me a long time to get a song. He's got it very quickly, so fair play to him. But yeah, brilliant guy, smashing person, and hopefully he goes on and has a brilliant career with Leeds United.
Well, yes, let's hope it continues this weekend when we play Rotherham in what I think is an opportunity for revenge. Obviously, we didn't lose away at their place, but it was a disappointing 1-1 draw, wasn't it, after being in front?
Yeah.
So hopefully the lads will be able to set that right this weekend. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think, listen, let's be honest, at home, I know there's been a few results where we've drawn, but in the main, we've been pretty solid at home.
Yeah.
So I think we go out there. Again, I've always said we've started so well in game, but we haven't quite got that second, third goal to finish it off. Now, I think we need to be, in the final third, we have to have that cutting edge to put the ball in the back of the net, put the game to bed, then I'm sure the manager can make some changes and manage the team properly going forward. But so far, so good. And looking forward to it.
Well, there we go. I mean, I'm not going to put you on the spot. It's only your second time hosting the show. I'm not going to make you make any predictions as scoreline, but we are going to say Leeds win, right?
Leeds win, and I'm going to go for this one because I think we're going to keep.
You're going to do it.
I'm
going
to do it. Yeah.
Okay.
Right, I am. Yeah. I'm not messing about here. If I'm only getting two goals, I may as well have another go.
Yeah, let's hear it.
I'm going to go 4-0.
Oh!
4-0 at home. I'll be there shouting, jumping around, doing all that stuff. But yeah, 4-0.
Bloody hell. I mean, that would be nice, wouldn't it? I would enjoy that. I'm gonna temper it a little bit. And I do quite fancy the 3-0 though. I do think that 3-0 seems to be one of our scorelines this season. And I'm gonna go 3-0. But either way, we're getting a win and we ain't conceding. How about that?
Correct. You're right. I'll agree with that.
All right then, ladies and gentlemen, enjoy your weekend, enjoy 3 points, and we'll see you next week.